This, Minister, is an issue that I've raised numerous times. It's in relation to insurance costs, and the insurance industry continues to rip off motorists and small businesses with high prices. And since 2020, we've seen the insurance industry has recorded sky-high profits while paying out dividends to their shareholders. For years, the insurance industry called for reforms to reduce the cost of claims. That is what they got through the personal injury guidelines. But 3 years on, we still haven't seen cost being reduced to the level that they promised. Indeed, in the last number of months, we've seen costs increase.
And just from the outset, may I take the opportunity on the floor of the Chamber to wish Minister Chambers all the best in his new role. So far, he's proven to be a very understanding and kind boss. I hope that continues for the next few months of this government. I would like to thank Deputy Doherty for this question and underline, obviously, that our insurance reform remains a key priority for this government, and the reform agenda has been set out, via the Action Plan for Insurance Reform. As per the most recent Action Plan implementation report published earlier this year, the vast bulk of the actions it contains are now either delivered or initiated. The importance that government places on this issue is evidenced by the fact that implementation is overseen by a Cabinet Committee subgroup on insurance reform chaired by the Taoiseach. Nevertheless, government is aware that certain groups can continue to face difficulty in terms of both affordability and availability of certain insurance lines. Accordingly, we continue to prioritise delivery of the Action Plan, which will bring benefits to individuals, businesses and households alike. Since assuming my current role, I've been in the process of meeting with all the main insurers in the Irish market, as well as a representative body of insurance, the Law Society, Brokers Ireland, business representative groups, and indeed those representative groups that speak on insurance reform more generally, as well as consumer groups, to discuss the key issue and, most importantly, to set out with most of them the government's quite clear expectation that savings arising from this whole of government reform agenda will be reflected via reduced premiums, as well, crucially, as increased availability of cover. And indeed, many international insurers have noted the pace and scale of our reforms to date and point to Ireland as a positive example of government action in this sector. Indeed, we have recently seen a number of new entrants to the market, with existing providers also expanding their risk appetite to underserved areas, with various sector representatives reporting reductions in the rate being charged for liability cover. This question was specifically in relation to the legislation proposed by Deputy Doherty. If it's agreeable, time has run out, I'll answer that based on the supplementary, as I know that's of interest to you too.
Perfect, and I'm sure your new boss will be as good to you as he predecessors were. I will note to the junior minister that he hasn't started the same way that other predecessors done, because when there was a clash with the ECOFIN meeting and the budget in the past, his predecessor asked the junior minister for finance to travel to the ECOFIN, Michael Darcy at the time, to represent Ireland at the ECOFIN meeting, and the minister for finance was here delivering the budget. But obviously your boss has decided to bring the budget forward and do now not have the Exchequer returns for September available to him. And he wasn't the only predecessor who asked junior ministers to represent them. Your predecessor in your own role, Minister, Jennifer Carroll McNeill, would have represented the Minister for Finance, indeed as late as last year, at the ECOFIN meeting. So that raises the questions, as I made the question to the Minister earlier on why he did it. Going back to the legislation, I have a piece of legislation before the Dáil. Government supported it but stalled it for a year. It is now before the committee. I want a clear answer. Do you support this legislation? It holds the insurance industry to account. It forces them to say whether they are passing on all of the savings to the customers or whether they're pocketing them, which is what I believe, that they're pocketing a portion of these savings. Thanks.
Of course, as the Deputy knows, not every ECOFIN Council is the same. Agendas are different, and I think we all know that we're at a very acute time in the European legislative calendar. So I think it's not fair to cite two previous examples. They're not all the same. But to your clear point of your question, because I do only have 44 seconds remaining, Deputy, in 2021, the Deputy, Cahillach, introduced a private member's bill, the Judicial Council Amendment Bill, to the Dáil. At its core, this would require insurers to provide information to the Central Bank on the impact of personal injuries guidelines through amendment to the Judicial Council Act. On 30th of May of this year, Deputy Doherty informed the Business Committee of its intent to move the bill to the Select Committee for consideration. As the Deputy is aware, the bill's financial implications are currently being evaluated by the ROFDIS, and I outlined in yesterday's committee meeting no request for a money message has been received yet from the Department of Finance. However, Deputy, notwithstanding this, the concerns the Government has in relation to this bill include an overlap with data already collected by the National Claims Information Database, in turn presenting potential costs and burdens on the industry, along with questions around the utility of the proposed information to be collected. Furthermore, the bill's broader scope compared to similar legislation in England, Wales, raises proportionality issues. It must also be noted that insurance costs in England and Wales have increased by in around 17% in recent years. And accordingly, given the NCID's well-established role, additional reporting as proposed is seen as being redundant and counterproductive. And to be short, Deputy, whilst there is merit to the emphasis of your bill, we believe there are other means, perhaps, that can be able to do this in a more effective manner. But I am committed to working with you to achieve those other means going forward. But in terms of the processing of the bill, that's a matter for the Oireachtas at this stage.
Just to go back on this here, the example I gave was actually Budget Day 2019, Budget 2020, where the Minister for Finance was standing here delivering the budget and the junior minister was representing them at the ECOFIN meeting. The point I make is that it's not the case, and indeed there has been junior ministers representing the Minister for Finance. Eurogroup is the day before. Eurogroup is the day before with Minister Donoghue, so there's no reason why he can't be here. He does attend informal meetings of ECOFIN, but not the formal meetings in most cases. So, look, going back to when we were in the convention centre during the early days of COVID, the Minister was telling us that there was other ways of doing this. And what we're seeing is we're seeing insurance prices increase. Insurance prices, according to the CSO, and we know that that's just indicative, we have to wait for another year until we get the central bank data. The CSO is suggesting that insurance prices have increased every month for the last 10 months. What we're hearing on the ground is that that's the case. I've carried out a survey. There's about 700-800 people responding, 90% of them saying their insurance prices have gone up. So this is about holding the insurance companies to account. They have to live by a version of this law if they operate in the north, if they operate in Britain. The same major insurance companies here do operate in those jurisdictions. Why do we not hold them to account? We have legislation here. It can do no harm, in my view. It is about holding these companies to account and putting a downward pressure on prices, which is badly needed.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, Deputy Doherty, that we need to hold them to account, that we need to see a downward pressure of prices. And, of course, you've cited CSO figures, so my retort will be the CSO figures, when you compare this to 2016, they've gone down exactly 39.6% in motor insurance alone. And we have the NCI data, which is the most robust form that has shown a consistent decrease in price of insurance since 2019. However, yes, we have seen a small uptick of 0.5%, an average of €7 per premium in the latter end of last year. And my point being that you make the comparison with England and Wales very, very clearly. And I have to ask you, where is that return being from in England and Wales when it comes to the cost of premiums that are going up in those jurisdictions? Rather, what we want to see is, yes, hold the insurance companies to account. You'll have them all in with their representative body through committee. And I, as I said, I've met every single one of them so far in my first 12 weeks of office. I'm going to meet them again in the next 6 to 8 weeks. We've already invited them in. Actually hope to meet through the start of that in the next fortnight. And we'll continue to press. We accept their reasons in terms of inflation, in terms of costs, in terms of footfall. But crucially, what we can acknowledge is in the round, insurance costs have gone down drastically compared to a number of years ago. The data shows that. We want it to go down further. But crucially, the level of availability, Cathaoirleach, has spread out so much more. And that's not using anecdotal evidence. That is clear in the market. There's an awful lot more to do, Deputy. An awful lot more to do. And I very much do want to work with you on this. And I look forward to see your survey that you say is concluded. Let's sit down and talk about that next week and see what we can do.
Minister, okay. It is not going down in public liability. What we're talking about
here... starting to see that the return's there now, that it's going in the right
you
way.
Said it's drastically gone down. It is an insult to the company.
39% is drastic if you're using CSO figures yourself.
We're moving now to number seven.
Minister, it's misleading. Completely and utterly misleading.
Deputy Stanton's been waiting a long time.